California Chrome, the horse that just won both the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, will compete to become only the 12th horse ever to sweep the Triple Crown because he will be able to wear his nasal strip in the Belmont. Many of us didn't know there was such a thing as a nasal strip for horses. Regulators were considering banning it. Chrome's owner said Chrome might not run in the Belmont if he couldn't have it. This has caused a huge kerfuffle in the horse racing world. New York Times sports writer Joe Drape has been all over this. And, Joe, we know you're on a cell phone, but this is such big news. Shaky phone, but we had to get to you. Tell us, first of all, what is a nasal strip for horses? Is it the same as for humans?
Robin, I missed my talk with you this time of year. Thanks for having me back.
It's great to have you.
And now the Chromios can breathe easy. Basically, it's the same breathe right aid that people who snore use, that NFL players use. It's a 4x6 adhesive that goes on the nose. Theoretically, it's supposed to widen up your passages a little bit and the adjacent sinuses. And, you know, they've been around for 15 years, and some have used it here and there. But, you know, this is the first time that it caused a kerfuffle in what is, you know, a never-boring horse racing
That's right.
industry.
Well, you're someone who's very concerned about the health of these horses in the sport that you love. I mean, the question was whether or not it would give an added advantage to the horse. But do you think it's healthier? I mean, the owners claim that it helps the horse get more oxygen. That sounds like it would be a good thing.
I agree with that, Robin. I think it does help the horse get a little more oxygen. And I do think everybody should err on the side of safety and humaneness. And, you know, I thought it was kind of a silly dispute in the first place. I mean, it does nothing to enhance his performance. It's more a security blanket than anything else right now.
Yeah. Well, and if it did enhance performances, now all the other horses are cleared to put one on, too. But with this issue out of the way, here we have, you know, June 7th, the Belmont, this huge hope that California Chrome could, as we said, sweep and win the Triple Crown. Your thoughts?
You know, it's always exciting when they come to New York with a chance. And this one has a little better backstory than some of the previous ones. These are first-time owner breeders. This is their first horse. The trainer, Art Sherman, he basically slept with Swaps in a boxcar on the way to Kentucky in 1955 and watched him win the Kentucky Derby. It's a California bred. It's only the fourth one to win the Derby and would be the first to win the Triple Crown. So there's a lot to like about this. And, you know, horse racing, you and I have talked the ups and downs of it. Mm-hmm. It could use 3 weeks of a good feel-good story. Now, when it gets to there, June 7th on Saturday at about 6:20, can he win? I don't know. I think he's better than some of the previous ones here, but he's going to have to face a field of 10, including the second, third, and fourth place finisher at the Derby, who had 5 weeks off. He's going to have to go a mile and a half. He's already run two races. It looked like at the Preakness, they had to use him a little bit more than they wanted to. So, you know, let it hang in the balance. That's all you can ask at this point.
Yeah. Joe Drape, New York Times sports writer. We highly recommend his writing. And sorry about the shaky cell phone, but again, breaking news in the world of horse racing. Chrome will be allowed to wear his, who knew there was such a thing, nasal strip. Joe Drape, thanks so much.
Robin, thanks.